Welcome to Halacha in a Year, where we can get to learn all the most relevant halacha through the prism of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. You are listening to Rabbi Yaakov Tramp. This shiur is kindly sponsored by the Moshe Group and CA in Zuchus of Rivka Bela Bas Nechama Shifra and in honor of Rabbi Tramp. We learn today the halachas relating to Chol HaMoed. Chol HaMoed is that period in time between the first and last days of Yom Tov of both Pesach and Sukkos. So this is an in-between period. It's not Chol, it's not fully a weekday, and it's not Moed, and it's not fully a Yom Tov. It is kind of a little bit of both. We're told that in Halacha, that Tzrichin is Zoher Moed, a person should be very careful, Shaloi La'asus b'chol ha-moed melacha asura, not to do forbidden activities, Ki Omru Rabbosenu, Gam Chalol Chol Esach Chol ha-moed, Ki Ilu Oved Avodah Zorah. A person who transgresses this, it's as if they served Avodah Zorah. It's a very serious thing. The Mishnah Berurah, the Chofetz Chaim, in explaining that that's the beginning of Siman Tav Kuf Lamed, 5:30 in the Mishnah Berurah, in the Shulchan Aruch, Aruch Chaim, explains that really there's a dispute as to how to view this, but the generally understood approach is that the Torah describes this period as Mikra Kodesh, as a holy convocation, and it is therefore holy in many ways, but the way the specific things are allowed, the specific things that are not allowed in this gray zone, or we're up to the Chachamim. So the general principle is biblical, but the application of the principle is rabbinic. And so therefore there are a lot of laws as to how this should look, where it's not going to be a regular day. And it makes a lot of sense, because the laws that we're going to be examining in a moment help preserve it being a unique status and not just a free time for people to accumulate all the things they forgot to do and the chores they needed to do during their regular life. It's not a time to catch up on all the things that one didn't have time to do. Let's go in and jump into a few questions. Our first concept is just understanding the overview and a little bit of self-care. So we know that you're supposed to not be mevazeh ha-moedos, but you're supposed to be very careful about the dignity of these days. How are you supposed to do this? So the person needs to be mechabdoi, a person needs to honor these days, but ma'achov mishteh uveksus, with having special food, special clothing. So what does one special clothing look like? So one should wear more respectable clothing than the weekday, more formal than a weekday, but less beautiful or formal than a Yom Tov. What do the meals need to look like? They should be slightly more formal than the regular weekday supper, dinner experience. What is excluded from the prohibitions of Chol HaMoed? So there are five categories, generally speaking, which are allowed to four times where a person may do work on a Chol HaMoed. So number one is a Jew who needs parnasa to feed himself. Number two is Tzorach HaMoed. Let's say it's for the needs of the Yom Tov, of the Moed itself, or the Chol HaMoed or the Yom Tov. Even if this is a Ma'aseh Un, even if it's an expertise that's done, Tzorach HaRabim for public needs, Ma'aseh Hejod are very simple melachas which don't require expertise, and finally, Davar Ava, it's something which is going to cause a loss. So, for the need of the Moed, may one do any activity? The answer is for food preparation, anything may be done, but for other needs of the Moed, only a Ma'aseh Hejod, like vacuuming may be done, but not fixing the house. Can these be done by a non-Jew? I mean, like the things which are not allowed to be done on a Yom Tov, on the Chol HaMoed, may they be done by a non-Jew? The answer is no. If I can't do it, I cannot ask the non-Jew to do it as well. We now move into the third topic of Davar Ha'aved, things which will be lost if one doesn't deal with it. So what if the loss is not certain, so one may lose it? Then one can still do the action, but one should do it privately if it's only a doubt. What if I could have fixed it on Erev Yom Tov and I did not? I left it to Chol HaMoed. In that case, even if it's Davar Oved, you will have to swallow that loss because you did not take advantage of fixing it beforehand. So you cannot allow this to accumulate at such a time. Who should I hire? So if it can be a Jew or even hiring a Jew. Mishnah Berurah says one should hire a non-Jew if that's possible in a case of Davar Oved when something is going to be lost. Are there limitations as to when we cannot do a Davar Aved? We cannot perform an activity which is going to cause us a loss. So it's only if it could have been avoided on before Yom Tov and you didn't. What about regular work schedules? So it's best for those working to take their vacation days off on Chol HaMoed, their PTO. If there are not enough left, one can work on Chol HaMoed because otherwise one will lose money and that will qualify as Davar Aved. We move to our next concept, that is outsourcing work on Chol HaMoed. May a poor Jew be given forbidden work to be done on Chol HaMoed? The answer is yes. If he lacks food for Yom Tov,
He may continue, you may give him work, and you may ask him to do a job which will get him money in order to be able to, for him to earn his keep for Yom Tov. Are there any limitations? So the answer is yes, it should be done privately. Can I hire a non-Jew to do work on Yom Tov? The answer is this may not be given to a non-Jew unless it is for a mitzvah. May a melacha be done for a non-Jew? So can a Jew be employed by a non-Jew on Yom Tov, on a Chol HaMoed? The answer is no. What about the mutar activities like food preparation? So even permitted melachas may not be done for a non-Jew on Chol HaMoed. May one hire workers on a Chol HaMoed with the agreement to work after Yom Tov? The answer is yes. Even Jews, you can set that up right now. But you should not be fixing a price, and it should be that stipulated it's for after Yom Tov. So what about bringing dry cleaning to the shop on Chol HaMoed? So technically speaking, one shouldn't bring it to a non-Jewish dry cleaner, and that's because they won't honor your stipulation. You're going to say, please do this only after next week. And they're going to say, yeah, and they'll take care of it now. So therefore, you cannot do that in that case because you're actually essentially asking them to do work for you on Chol HaMoed. Move to our next concept, and that's gardening and field related. This is a very big section of the Gemara in Moed Katan, which deals with the halachas of Chol HaMoed. And because most of human history, most people were in the fields doing agriculture, so there's a lot of halachas that relate to this. Less so with us, although it does affect one's landscaping or garden crew. Can I fertilize my plants in Chol HaMoed? The answer is no. Can I just let my sheep go out to pasture because they'll fertilize with their dung? No. What about via a non-Jew? One may not ask a non-Jew to fertilize on fields. Can I plant seeds? No. What if they'll rot and go bad? So if let's say the seeds are not put in water and soaked, they'll go bad, then you are allowed to, because otherwise it is davar aved, they will be lost and that will qualify. Can I water them? Only if they will die otherwise. Can I pluck fruit or produce? So the answer is no, unless A, they will rot if I left them afterwards, that's davar aved, or I need the food for the moed, that's called sorech moed, the needs of the festival. What if I need to do another melacha once they are plucked to avoid them going bad? Like, so for instance, I pluck grapes, but I can't just leave them lying around. I need to squash them. Then you may do what's necessary in order for them not to go bad, not to lose. If I need the food for the Yom Tov, do I need to take the ones I specifically need now? So the answer is, one does not need to be specific if some of them are necessary for the sake of the moed. One can do a little more. What about wood? So one may chop wood for fuel that may be used over Yom Tov, or for food for animals if it's done with a shinui. Can I prune plants? The answer is it's forbidden to prune a tree, but it's permitted if it's done to feed animals, and therefore it has to be evident that it's for feeding of animals. Let's say one's cutting off the branches on one side rather than making it look pretty. What if one's fruit borders a non-Jew's land and they must be picked to avoid loss because their workers are going to work on their side and perhaps trample or destroy my bush. In that case, if it's to avoid loss, it may be allowed to be removed, provided it was not intentionally left for Chol HaMoed when you have more time. May animals be mated on Chol HaMoed? The answer is no, since no loss is incurred by delaying the mating. Can a chicken be set to incubate eggs on Chol HaMoed? The answer is no. If it was set before the Yom Tov and then ran away, it may be returned within 3 days as well, but after 3 days, it's forbidden to reset it, even if the eggs will spoil. Setting another chicken in a place is forbidden even within the 3 days. Let's talk about personal grooming. Is it permitted to shave or haircut in Chol HaMoed? The answer is no, even if one did prepare by shaving or haircutting on Erev Yom Tov. Are there any exceptions? So yes, if a person was released from prison and they did not have a chance to shave before they got out, or there was no time on Erev Yom Tov, then they may shave on Chol HaMoed. What about children below a bar or bat mitzvah? So if the hair is a great discomfort and there was no possibility of doing it before, and one may lighten it on the Chol HaMoed. Can one brush and wash hair on Chol HaMoed if there's a potential that sometimes when I brush a few hairs come out? The answer is no problem. What about cutting nails? So cutting nails may also be is also forbidden unless they were done on Erev Yom Tov, in which case are permitted during the Chol HaMoed. Are there any exceptions? So a woman may cut her nails in order to prepare for going to the mikveh. Can one bite one's nails? Well, aside for the bad habit, but halachically speaking, one is allowed to on Chol HaMoed. Let's talk about laundry next. Is laundering allowed on Chol HaMoed? The answer is no, not even to be used on the festival. Any exceptions? So yes, if it is impossible to do laundry and there's no clothes left, then one can do that. It's less of an issue in Western societies where there's so much clothing available. What about children's clothes? So the Kistler talks about babies' diapers, cloth diapers, which may be washed because they are constantly soiling them, but only done in private. This may affect if one runs out of children's clothes, one can do this. But in general, just so that one has their closets stocked, that is not a reason to do it. Let's talk about medical care. Are health-related activities permitted? The answer is yes. Anything necessary for health, whether for people or animal, is permitted. Even for biblical melacha, yes. Can one fix one's glasses on Chol HaMoed? The answer is yes, one needs them. What about sunglasses? So if it's needed for protecting one's eyes, no problem. But if it's just for fashion, no. Does it have to be a life-threatening illness? No. Even a toothache, one can go to the dentist on Chol HaMoed. What about checkups? One's not allowed to schedule a checkup on Chol HaMoed. So if there's no specific issue, it's a convenient time, I'm taking off work anyway, one's not allowed to do that. Let's talk about writing. What kind of writing are permitted? So one's not allowed to write on Chol HaMoed. Most people are not aware of this. But in order to prevent loss, let's say recording bills or writing something necessary for Yom Tov is permitted. What examples of things which are Yom Tov needs? So let's say paying checks or credit cards, signing a check or credit card receipt, or let's say even writing a shopping list which are necessary for Yom Tov acquisitions is fine. What about writing social letters? So it should be avoided, but if one has to do it, then one should make the first line changed, like uneven, or at an angle to indicate that one's not supposed to be writing. May one prepare the ink and pens? So if one is allowed to write, one may prepare the ink and pens to write for that as well. May one write a loan note on Chol HaMoed? So if one needs the money and one's afraid one will lose the opportunity for getting the loan, if one does not take advantage of it on the Chol HaMoed, one is allowed to do this. What about texting and writing on a computer? So putting onto a screen, moving pixels around on a screen is not considered writing. Printing is, which means one may type on the computer, but just printing out for unnecessarily is not allowed on Chol HaMoed. Oh, typing is, texting is. Let's talk about festive events. May weddings be performed on Chol HaMoed? The answer is no. This is called Ein Arvin Simcha B'Simcha. One cannot mix one Simcha of the Regel with another Simcha. Even though many people would like to do that because they could save money, they have to make meals anyway and the family's around, one's not allowed to do that on Chol HaMoed. What about a couple who are divorced and they are getting remarried to each other? In that case, it is allowed to be done on Chol HaMoed. Which festive meals are also permitted on Chol HaMoed? The answer is Bris Milah, Pidyon HaBen, and engagements. There is permission to have meals for those as well. We'll close with our concept of travel. May one go outside the tchum, the area that of travel, which is limited to one on Shabbos and Yom Tov on Chol HaMoed? The answer is yes, even on foot or horseback or vehicle. May one use a car to travel? The answer is yes. Even if one could walk? Absolutely. What happens if I'm driving for absolutely no Yom Tov need at all? So in some cases, poskim are concerned. One should check on a case-by-case basis if it's an absolutely unnecessary trip. One of the lessons we learn from this is that a person needs to be very concerned and thoughtful about the type of activities. Chol HaMoed is not just carte blanche. It's not just a weekday. It's weekday plus, or it is Yom Tov minus, whichever you want to see it, which requires a certain sense of preparation, a certain sense of dignity, which is given to these days and to ourselves living on these days. With this, we conclude a wonderful and meaningful